on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on? We are back. It is another Wednesday afternoon, locked and loaded. A lot of stuff to get to, but first and foremost, my thoughts, our thoughts, everyone's thoughts are with Walt Harris and his family. We know the story. We know, so we're not going to get into it again. Heartbreaking. I was in the Buccaneer locker room, and we were talking about some things, and I hate when people say, I know how you feel. There is very few people in this country, in this world, who know what Walt Harris and his family are going through. It's very similar to when my grandson was stillborn, and people we know, well, you don't know. So I'm not going to say, I know, Matt, you know. We don't know what Walt Harris and his family are going through, but we're definitely, our thoughts are with them. A friend of the show, Best Harris Ever. He originated the Best Harris Ever hashtag. And, we're thinking about him.
It's tragic. I mean, as fathers ourselves, and especially myself with two little girls, it's the unthinkable, and just our hearts go out.
I truly believe this. You know, I never say anything for shock value. Also, before I get into that, remind me, I want to go back to what I truly think should happen. Thoughts also with a former sponsor of ours, All Events, Tickets, and Tours. Shocking. Wayne Harvey passed away on Friday. Younger than me.
Yeah.
So now it makes me feel worse and older. I couldn't go to it. Last night was the celebration of life, and I couldn't go to it. I just couldn't. So I went to visit my dad instead.
All right.
Or the tomb of my dad.
Sure.
But here's what I truly believe. Will we lose listeners when I say this? Most likely.
Okay.
But you know me. I say the way I feel.
Sure.
I think we should go back to the way it was back in the old era, the golden era, like the 1200s.
Okay.
The 200s, whatever. I think the people who did what they did to Walt Harris's stepdaughter should be taken to downtown. Whatever the square was called,
right?
Middle square, and either stone to death, or honestly, let's just put them in a room with Walt Harris for 5 minutes.
That would be fair.
And if they survive,
they wouldn't.
Which they wouldn't. Then maybe life in prison. But I think that if more drastic things were done, and I don't know the whole story of this, but I believe one of the three were out on bail. What?
Yeah. I mean, it should be the same, an eye for an eye. So, and they should be punished the same way that they did what they did. That's what they should receive.
Heartbreaking. So, again, thoughts with Walt, his wife, both families, all the families. And we'll move on. Scheduled on the show.
Okay.
A little BKFC leaning today.
Okay.
We're going to start a rumor.
No, I like starting rumors. I can do that.
Now, I have spoken to said fighter, and okay. I have spoken to Dave Feldman.
Okay.
Both have asked me my opinion. I think I might be able to get this done if some things fall into place.
Okay.
Former UFC heavyweight champ Tim Sylvia interested in getting involved in bare knuckle.
Wow, that's
now,
a big one.
I guess they announced at the last event in Biloxi, I was probably eating all-you-can-eat crab legs or the lobster or whatever, that they signed some Iranian Hulk dude that's supposed to weigh like 906 pounds.
Okay.
three something, I believe. Well, Tim is interested, and that's who Tim wants.
He wants to fight the Iranian Hulk?
So we'll talk to Tim Sylvia.
Wow.
As well as we'll talk to Dave Feldman. And let's see if we can broker this. And, okay. As a friend of Tim Sylvia's, I'm going to stress, take it serious, get in shape. This isn't a joke. You can rebound on your legacy.
Sure.
His last three fights, I believe, were else. The fight before was the no contest with Orlovsky. I think Tim, and I told Dave Feldman this, I think Tim Sylvia could be a perfect addition to Bare Knuckle.
I agree. No doubt.
Why do you believe? And I'll tell you why I believe.
He's a big name. He's a big fighter.
Yeah, he's a name. I wouldn't say a big name anymore because it's been years.
He's a big name.
But here's why I think it would work well if he comes in motivated, if he comes in shape, if he believes in this, and it's not just that quote-unquote money grab. A lot of people dislike Tim Sylvia.
Sure.
People will pay money to watch Tim Sylvia get beat up.
Right.
And as long as Tim Sylvia doesn't get beat up and comes in and gets it done, and this could be good for Bare Knuckle, good for Tim Sylvia, good for the young athletes that Dave Feldman is trying to bring in and bring up.
Sure.
So, you know, it could work out. It could work out, you know, fairly well.
Well, I mean, we were at the Bare Knuckle 8, and they had to reinforce the top rope because Gonzaga and Bigfoot like weighed over 550 pounds collectively. So, I mean, if you've got an Iranian Hulk at 300 and how many pounds?
I don't know.
I mean, that you're going to have to get like
a couple turkeys.
Extra couple ropes.
Also on today's show, as we go heavy BKFC, your BKFC heavyweight champ, Joey Beltran, comes back on the program.
Nice.
And then here very shortly, the return, again, he keeps extending being the most appeared guest on Knockout Radio / Talking Sports, the return of Tito Ortiz, as we are right around the corner to his next bout.
It's unbelievable we're still talking about Tito Ortiz still as an active current fighter.
He's current. He's defining logic.
He's defining he's fighting Father Time and winning.
So that
and nobody's ever beat Father Time. Father Time's undefeated, unlike other fighters.
Nobody will ever beat Father Time. Matter of fact, that I believe was brought up when I watched Stone Cold Steve Austin's new TV show.
Okay.
Where he sits down and he chats and, you know, similar, you know, to what we do on Monday night. And it's not an interview. It's just a conversation.
Sure.
And I watched the first one with Mean Mark, better known as The Undertaker.
Okay.
And it was pretty cool. You know, some very cool stories. You know, I don't know if you know much about The Undertaker, but, you know, he went through a couple different characters.
Right.
And he was.
Was he Cage or something like that? Or Rage or.
I don't think so.
Drain.
He was Mean Mark. He was like the Twin Towers, I believe.
Okay.
The WCW told him when they were letting him go that nobody would pay money to watch him perform.
Okay.
And then to go on and be one of the legends. And we can argue on Mount Rushmore or not.
Really? You put The Undertaker?
I didn't say I do. I said we could argue it. You know, he is in that upper echelon. I mean, he definitely is.
Of Mount Rushmore? Come on.
He can be argued to be on Mount Rushmore.
What about a smaller mountain? Like a hill. Can we put him on a hill?
You don't think there's any conversation that he could be in?
The Undertaker?
The Undertaker?
When you have names like Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, I think you could put him in that.
You could put all four horsemen up there before him.
No, you couldn't put Ole and Arn Anderson in there. No. Tully Blanchard? You're going to put Tully Blanchard in that? I don't think so.
The Steiner brothers? I put the Steiner brothers in there.
Well, isn't one of them doing like, never mind. there is a expo in Vegas after the CES. And if anybody's familiar with this, I believe one of the Steiners went into that profession.
Oh.
Or something similar, allegedly. We got Kevin standing by. It is allegedly. So the show was really pretty cool. I don't know who will be next, but they started with The Undertaker, and it was after Survivor Series. I was dead exhausted, falling asleep, but I struggled, and I stayed up and watched it, and I enjoyed it.
Nice.
So you'll have to check that out. So, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go hit this break real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to reach out to your former UFC heavyweight champ, Tim Sylvia, find out what's on his mind. I know he's getting ready to go hunting, so we got to do it pretty quick so we can go out there and get his dinner. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Brought to you by Knockout Radio. Well, this is Knockout Radio. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Running and hiding all over town. You got me sneaking in a beat down. is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Prepare yourself, college football fans. If you love having fun, if you love Pirates, and if you love your football, then the 2019 Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl is where you have to be. December 23rd, ESPN and Bad Boy Mowers will host college football teams from the American Athletic Conference and Conference USA at the incredible Raymond James Stadium right here in Tampa Bay. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, December 23rd, kickoff at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at GasparillaBowl.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio. Make sure you watch me fight the Cowboy November 10th, UFC on Fox.
I need to learn how to edit.
Yeah. Or, oh, he didn't say which year, so hopefully you can fight him next year on November 10th.
That could be. And that's all my fault. It's all my fault. But the one where he goes beep, 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 beep. So Monday on the Players Show, okay, Chris Hovan was on.
He was.
Hasn't been on the show in 10 years. I can't believe it's 10 years. I honestly don't remember the last time our next guest has been on. We've talked off the air.
Okay.
But it has been a long time. Let's welcome back. And this goes old school. Back, and I've told these stories from back in the day. Your former UFC heavyweight champ, Tim Sylvia. Big Tim, how
What's
are
up,
you?
Man?
God, it's been not too bad. How's things? I guess you're getting ready to go hunting for lunch.
Get ready to go kill some stuff.
legally.
I kept that PG rated too, because I got a friendly reminder that this was radio.
Well, and again, you know, I always tell my producer, you know, to remind everybody, just because there's so many podcasts and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But you and I go back so long ago with Ryan Bennett, where one guy, you would be on one and we had your best friend on the other, and some people could say things and some people can't. And so you understand FCC more than anybody now.
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
So before we get into one of the reasons why I asked you to come on today, update us. What's been going on? What are you doing? How's life? How's Iowa?
Life's great, man. I got a hunting show now on the Sportsman's Channel. We're filming season 6 now. Season 5 is getting ready to air. I got a little boy. Well, he's not so much little anymore. He's 8 years old. I'm one of his assistant coaches on the wrestling team, so we're doing that. And in the summertime, I'm a project manager for a construction company, so I run a bunch of jobs and tell people what to do and holler at them if needed.
How long now have you been in Iowa? How many years?
19 years, coming up on 20.
And you still have that Maine accent. That never goes away?
I guess not. They last night at wrestling practice, they're like, God, Tim, your accent really came out tonight. I was just, because I was hollering. I was yelling and hollering at these kids, man. We got a tournament coming up this weekend, and we're just trying to drill it into them about the half and escaping the half and breaking guys down. It's like, man, we want you guys to be successful. You know, I feel embarrassed when you go out there and you look like you know what you're doing, because at the end of the day, it's our fault. So you guys better friggin' listen, shut up, and pay attention, or you're going to get the brake speed off you.
Can you imagine, Matt, you know, you're 8, 9, 7, 6, 12, whatever, and the 19-foot... For 19-4, Tim Sylvia starts yelling, and you better do it this way.
That's going to get a job done quick.
It's going to get it done. That's called intimidation. What do you think about the world of MMA? Again, let's, you know, you and I were from old school as it was just getting ready to kick off. It's been a few years. What do you think of the state of it right now?
I still love MMA. I will to the day I die. I watch all the free fights, and then I got a fire stick that hacks all the pay-per-views because I refuse to give Dana White a dime of my money because he's a piece of turd. You know, I don't know. some of the things that go on in the sport today, I'm not really fond of. But, I mean, I still watch it and I still love it.
Have you ever, and I know I hate this question, and I know athletes hate this question, and that's not the question you always told me is the most hated question, but have you ever sat and said, what I could do if I was 20 years younger, if I was in MMA now?
Oh, God, in the of course. Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And tell us what your thoughts are and, you know, where Tim Sylvia would be.
The heavyweight division, I mean, I know if it was just 5 years ago, you know, I could have been a top 10 just 5 years ago. But it's still a little thin. I mean, you know, Stipe is a stud. DC is a stud at whatever weight class he decides to fight at. But man, there's a lot of guys out there. It'd be good fights for me, definitely.
You know, and again, athletes have always told me I don't like thinking that way. It is what it is. I did, you know, I asked Otto Graham this once, and you know, what would he be today, and what would he be worth? And he said, you know, the same thing I was worth in the 40s. What I made in the 40s is equivalent to what Tom Brady makes now. So I mean, it's just the way. You, do what?
I guess that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, you know, so, all right, let's get right into it. You know, I've stalled as long as I humanly possibly could do this. So I saw one of your tweets, and as you know, I'm a little involved with BKFC, and I never know, especially with social media, what's true, what's not, what's just to kind of get a, you know, a poll or not. Are you interested in possibly getting involved with David Feldman and BKFC?
I'm very interested. You know, I couldn't do MMA today. You know, it's just, at my age and stuff, I just couldn't compete with at the level these kids are at now. But I think bare knuckle boxing would be a good fit for me for you know, a year or two, just get out there and still have some fun. You know, I'm a stand-up fighter. That's what I do. You know, every time I fought, I always had to defend the takedowns and stuff. Out of 95% of my fights, everybody wanted to take me down because I'm a stand-up fighter. The last thing that goes at your age is your power. So I think I'd still be all right in bare-knuckle boxing. It's something I'm definitely interested in doing, and especially with the right opponent. I mean, do I want to get out there and fight a 30-year-old kid who's hungry and stuff and wants to make a name for himself? No, not at all. But this Ukrainian Hulk, if he's the real deal and he thinks he wants to jump into bare-knuckle boxing, I would love to welcome him with open arms.
So the obvious question, and in full disclosure, I know that I've already mentioned this to you off the air via text. I've spoken to Dave Feldman, and we've kind of talked about this. How long would it take you, do you think, to get in the proper shape? How long would it take you to, and I'm not saying to take it seriously, but to know how important it is to come in and, you know, you have a reputation, you know,
I
on the line.
Four months for boxing shape.
You know, okay.
It's not something that I have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, I'm a stand-up fighter, so I just basically have to, you know, drop about 30 pounds and get in fight shape. I've already started, you know, I've been dieting, you know, for a while now, and I'm finally down to 330. I broke that 350 mark. I'm down to 335, so it's coming off slowly as we go. And, you know, if I was to start a fight camp or something, it's going to come off even faster. And it'd give me something to diet for. You know, I'm not dieting now. I'm eating a little better and cleaner and stuff, but what do I have to diet for? I did it for, you know, 16 years. Why put myself through that kind of stress?
Sure.
But, you know, if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I think, you know, I could get excited about it again. Because I still love to compete. You know, I've done a few grappling matches, and that kind of fills the void, you know, as a professional athlete. And the biggest thing I miss is the roar of the crowd, the thrill and stuff like that. And, you know, you still get that when you do grappling matches, and obviously you would get that with bare-knuckle boxing as well.
What would you have to do training-wise different, you know, because MMA, you have to train for everything. And bare knuckle, which I'm sure you're aware of, you have to be careful where you hit, how you hit, so you don't break your knuckles. Is that something that you can research? Is it something you'd make some phone calls? Or how would you know how to start preparing?
I don't need to, because I'm a straight puncher. I mean, I was never one of those guys that threw overhand rights and you know, the blind stuff like Hermie Franco, you know, cross-check, those really, really good wrestlers would go out there and throw big haymakers like Roy Nelson. You know, they go out there and they throw those haymakers, and if your hands aren't wrapped properly, you're going to break them. But straight punches, man, they'll get it every time, especially the guys looking at you. You know, you're going to hit the front of the face and stuff like that, you know, rip big uppercuts and stuff. But I'm not a big hook guy anyway. So I don't really fear, you know, that I'm going to do that. You know, all the guys I know, any time I've ever really broken my hand, it was always, you know, hitting elbows, hitting the back of the head by mistake and stuff. Hitting the top of the head with the guy coming in, you're doing, you know, he's coming in for a shot and you throw a straight punch. So I think that works in my favor as well.
Hey, Tim, so if this Iranian Hulk match falls apart, any chance you would want to run back UFC 41 against Rico Rodriguez, another bare-knuckle guy, and the two of you guys bring it back for the old-school fight fan?
Absolutely. And Rico and I are both around the same age, so that would be a fight that I would definitely take.
Interesting. Well, Dave Feldman will be on in the next hour. Maybe I'll throw some other names, but it's the Hulk guy that you're most interested in, correct?
I want that guy so bad. You know, I thought the world's strongest man is Mario Kuchinowski in MMA, and I welcomed the MMA real quick the hard way and made him tap out from punches once I dropped him and got on top of him. So I think this fight would kind of go the same way, you know, him realizing that I'm a real fighter and a guy that hits hard, and I'm not scared of any big, ginormous juice head like that.
And here's the, you know, and you know me, I don't pull punches. I don't, you know, I say what I believe. Here's why I think this could be very successful for yourself and for bare knuckle. Let's be real honest. You have a lot of fans that like you, and you have a lot of fans that like to talk crap about you. That's what you
100%.
Want. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's how you make money.
The people that know me, like me. The people that don't know me don't like me. So I probably have more people that don't know me don't like me than I do people that like me. So
which is the way I guess you want it. You don't want people that know you to dislike you. Right.
This is true.
Right. So I think it's an absolutely no-brainer, and this can not only benefit, like I just said, you and Bare Knuckle and Dave Feldman, but it can benefit some of the younger fighters that are trying to get, you know, into the sport, because eyes are going to be on that pay-per-view because you're on it, and then if they go out and put a performance on, it benefits them as well. I think this is a win-win.
And the other thing is these younger fighters are going to see the way a true sportsman, martial artist, gentleman acts towards his opponent. I mean, I'm not going to be like Conor McGregor and talk the way he talks and doesn't expect the consequences when you meet, you know, whoever the guy that just jumped the cage and smashed on his cornerman and stuff, too. I mean, there's consequences when you talk to people like that. It's not just about making a fight. You just can't go around talking to people like that. Ben Askren did it to Mazadov, and you saw what happened. Another guy did it to Mazadov in the back, wanted to talk some crap in front of a camera. Mazadov went over there. The guy put his hands up and hit him three times. That's the way I am. I'm old school as well. So,
well, hopefully we can get this put together. I know David Feldman and his team is going to be reaching out to you, and I can't wait. Hopefully it works out. I can't wait for many reasons. A, I'd love to see you get back in, you know, competition. B, you know, we need to get back together and go grab some lunch and, you know, catch up, and it would all work out together perfectly. So before I let you go, you're getting ready to go do a little hunting. What are you going out for? What are you going to go out there and kill?
Bow hunting, Iowa white-tailed deer.
There you go. And how can people watch the TV show?
If you got Sportsman Channel, it's a national TV channel. It's on the there's like an outdoor package you can get on any satellite or any cable or whatever. We do have a YouTube channel. Obviously, my all the social media outlets, Hit Squad Outdoors with Tim Sylvia. So you can follow us on any of those places and look us up and find some more information if you need it.
There you go, Randy Regime. Start following. Tim, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold real quick so I can get your address to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong. And let's talk very, very soon. Have a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving as well.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later. That is your former UFC heavyweight champ, Tim Sylvia, and we go way back. I mean, it was fun back in the day. I mean, it truly, truly was.
That was the golden era. That's the golden era. It's like the Arnold and the Frank Zane and
probably
Columbo and, you know.
You know, that's back when, you know, Ryan Bennett was doing his podcast, and I was doing real FCC radio, and it was just fun. It was really only the two of us. Really, there's not many doing, you know, the shows differently.
Which was more outer space, podcast back when Ryan Bennett was doing it, or Elon Musk Cybertruck, which was more futuristic?
Because back
then, I mean, podcast was like, internet was so...
it was young.
It was young.
Yeah, it was
like,
new.
What is that? Like, who hears it? Where's it going? Like,
right.
So it's kind of that mystery.
It's funny because back then, still to this day, I have to explain to people, you know, the difference. You know, we always say FCC radio, and there's a lot of times people don't even know what that means.
So is the FCC going to have to change with the times? Are they going to have to be more lenient?
I don't think so.
Just speak freely?
I don't think so. I don't think that'll ever happen.
Censorship? I mean, you don't think it's going to ever?
I don't. But then again, don't ever say never.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. All right, bottom of the hour. Let's hit this break. When we come back, the return of the living legend, another living legend, Tito Ortiz, is just days away from him getting back in competition. So we'll talk to Tito when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot, peppery goodness. Add one natural-cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy, crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun! Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam! This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Just take those old records on the shelf. I said listen to myself.
Tour de Pizza, duh, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio.
No more duh.
Well, you're still duh.
Just Tour de Pizza.
Just Tour de Pizza?
The only one left.
All right, well, I wasn't going to get into that yet, but all right, we'll get into that later. Let's don't talk food right now, because our next guest has to watch what's going into his body right now.
Okay.
He is extending the Guinness Book of Records as the most appearances on the show by any guest, the return of the legend, Tito Ortiz. Tito, how are you?
Doing wonderful, and thank God I don't have to worry about my weight the way you say, because I get to have actually a good Thanksgiving tomorrow, so I'm happy.
Well, and I was going to ask you that. How difficult is it, you know, to be in a camp, to fight right around the corner when it's the holiday season?
It's not that bad. I think I've been doing it my whole career. So it's actually a blessing in disguise, I dig it, because I normally don't eat bad food anyways. I know I'm not really a big fast food eater. I don't eat fried foods, don't drink sodas, things like that. I do like to enjoy it on my cheat days, of course, but last Thanksgiving I fed the homeless in Los Angeles at one of the Laugh Factories for my Thanksgiving, and I didn't really have a Thanksgiving because I was cutting weight because I had to make weight the next day when I fought Chuck Liddell. But for this fight, weigh-ins aren't until next week, so my weight's right where I want it to be at about 223.5, 224. So I only got to make 210 this time, which is a 5-pound advantage for me. I actually put on about 5 pounds of muscle, so it's helped out. But the weight cut won't be hard this time.
How has this whole process, how has it been for you? Is it, you know, is the excitement back? I know that, that you were looking forward to this fight, but is it almost like the very beginning and being excited and can't wait for the upcoming fight?
Oh, I can't wait. You're telling me, man. I'm so excited. It's just, I put in a great camp so far of this, and it's just, it's been, God, this is my 19th week of camp. I'm at the tail end of it. I've done everything I needed to do. There's not nothing. There's not a rock behind me that hasn't been upturned. You know, last night I got a little scared. I got kneed in the eye, and I thought that I had a cut. I had a little small scrape. It wasn't a cut, but I got a black eye at the deal. So I'm still doing the work. I'm still grinding. We got one more spar day on Friday, and then I'll be done. And then now it's just about keep my weight down, keep my cardio going the way it is. My cardio is better than it's ever been. I'm focused. I'm hungry. I'm happy. I really want to just perform and entertain the fans that be watching on pay-per-view.
All right, let's take a step back. You're no longer Tito Ortiz, the upcoming fighter. You're now Tito Ortiz, the correspondent for this upcoming fight. What can Del Rio do? Where can he go? Where can he be successful in this fight?
Well, I think Alberto Del Rio is... He's messed up on all ends. Does he close the gap and take me down? Can he take me down? No, he's not going to take me down. He's not going to be able to take me down. If he takes me down, what is he going to do? Can he pull up a submission? You know, I've fought in black belts through my whole career. I've gone against black belts in training, and they have problems submitting me. You know, on his feet, is his stand-up game as tough as mine. You know, I made my stand-up game look great against Chuck Liddell. You know, he didn't touch me with a punch, and I smoked him super quick. You know, I kind of play a devil advocate here, though. You know, he does have that puncher's chance. He's a big guy at 6'4". You know, he's going to weigh in probably about 225 after the weigh-ins, and he has to make his weight. Then he'll bulk back up, as I will, too. I'll be about 225 for my weight for the fight time. So... one punch can end a fight quick, especially with those 4-ounce gloves. So he has a puncher's chance, but I've done the work. I've done everything I need to do. I just got to push the tempo. But what can he do to beat me is try to take me down, try to hold me down, try to win round by round, and that's his chance. Or get lucky with a punch in the first few minutes. And no, I just want to put on a show. You know, I'm going to give the fans the hardest 5 minutes they've ever seen. I'm going to give him the hardest 5 minutes he ever had in his life. And if he makes it past 5 minutes, I told him I'd donate $50,000 to his charity. And that's how dedicated I've been in my camp. That's how focused I am for this fight. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop him in the first round and look for my next fight.
What are you thinking in the middle of the fight? I mean, are you just kind of like on autopilot? You know what to do and you're not thinking at all? Or, you know, are you thinking three moves down the road? What's going through your mind typically? You don't know what's going to happen next week. But what typically is running through your mind?
My body's in cruise control. It's strictly all in cruise control. It's just fight or flight. You know, it's a do or die type of situation. If I get hit with a punch, I got to react to it. He punches, I got to react to it. Takedown is being tried by him. I got to react to it. I get the takedown. You know, I got to be offensive. I get on top. Ground and pound is going to be vicious like never before. Like I say, I'm ready to go 15 hard minutes. Let's see if he's ready to go 15 hard minutes, but I'm going to try to take him out in the first round. That's my job. I got to put on a show. I got to make sure I demolish him and show that he doesn't belong in the cage with me. And this guy called me out. He wanted to fight me. And I'm just taking the challenge in stride, and I'm excited for it.
You obviously being the professional that you are, but I need to ask this, you know, this question. Have you now put too much pressure on yourself by making sure that this or trying to make sure that this fight ends in the first round?
Nope, not at all. I know what I can do. There's no pressure at all. I love pressure, but at the same time, there's really no pressure at all. When I step in the cage and I fight, people see how vicious I am. Alberto Del Rio feels how strong I am, how hard I hit, and I know what I need to do. I've done it so much for such a long time, for so many days. Like I say, for 19 weeks I've been going nonstop, every single day besides Sundays, and it's just being focused and being on point and just – you know, put my will on him and see if he can survive.
You definitely sound all excited and you know, looking forward to, but you just said something and I kind of had to stop for a second. You said get through this fight and then move on to your next one. So are you already thinking this is not one and done, that you're going to continue?
No, this is not one and done. I have another fight with Combate Americas, and they already threw a couple of opponents around my way in my camp, and I'm just looking forward to it. My body's right, my body's healthy, my mind's right, everything's just firing on all cylinders. I'm really, really happy of the outcome so far of this camp, and as soon as this fight's over and my hand get raised, I'll be looking forward to continuing my camp after my birthday, January 23rd, and let's see what happens 2020.
Do you think part of the reason that you know, you're so relaxed and at ease is you enjoy the whole process? There's a lot of fighters, they don't enjoy this media process. They don't enjoy selling the fight. This is something you've always, you know, done well and have always enjoyed. So does that make the week before, the day before, a little bit easier?
It makes it a lot easier. You know, I'm able to kind of express my feelings. I'm expressed everything that I've held deep in my mind or my heart over the last 19 weeks. You know, I'm going to express how hard I've been working, express how much this fight means to me, express how much I want to entertain the fans and do what I've been doing for 22 years. You know, I've really have embraced what I'm doing because I'm a professional at it. I love it. This is my game. This is my life. You know, this is what I do for a living. I'm in the hurt business and the entertainment business. And Alberto Del Rio is in the entertainment business, and he just stepped into my business of the Hurt business. So on December 7th, live on pay-per-view, people are going to see the vicious Tito Ortiz once again get a domination win in the first round.
And where in the house is his belt going, which will then become your belt?
Yep, that WWE Heavyweight Championship belt will be going in Jesse and Journey's room. They actually just moved a big spot in their room to put it in there, and I'm going to give it to my boys. My boys deserve it. They're huge WWE fans, as I am myself. But I think this one's for my kids.
Now, many years ago, you told me that you were no longer the Huntington Beach bad boy and you were then the people's champ. If you remember, I said, no, you'll always be the Huntington Beach bad boy.
Yeah,
are we back now? Are we okay with now the Huntington Beach bad boy?
Yeah, we're okay with it now. We are okay with it, you know. And I don't want to take a moniker from the true people's champ, The Rock. You know, he deserves it, and he's earned it, and he's done what he's done. And, you know, I guess I am the bad boy at heart, man. I just there's always a little good guy in that bad boy, though, that's for sure. And, you know, it is what it is.
And you know, I definitely agree with that, but I'm old school, and I like, you know, if that's what you were 15 years ago, in that one period, you know, you remember I said that. You were always the Huntington Beach bad boy. Tito, as always, thank you very much for your time. I cannot wait for next week. I know it's going to be a show. I know you're going to have a great time. Wish your entire family a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again really, really soon.
Thank you very much, of course, all the listeners. Thank you guys for all your support. Of course, you can check me on Instagram, Tito Ortiz 1999, and happy Thanksgiving to you all. Enjoy this fight next week. This will be a great one. I'm going to put on a show for everybody. Thank you very much.
Before I let you go, one more. I just thought of it. What's the special shirt? Can you tell us anything, a little tease at all?
The walkout shirt or the after shirt?
No, either one. Let's promote them both.
Well, so the walkout shirt is Living the American Dream. So I don't know if you watched WWE back in WWF days when it was Saturday Night Fight. That's the same logos that I use from it. And that'll be the walkout shirt. But the after fight shirt, I haven't really got to an exact idea that I want to do. I know what I want to do, but not really sure. But you'll go see that one after the fight.
You'll have to tune in. Tito, thanks. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
Tito extends his appearance on Knockout Radio.
I'm telling you, you should just book him versus Father Time. I'm telling you, Tito's going to be the first one to beat Father Time.
You know,
the way he recovers, the things he's doing is revolutionary. It's more than the Cybertruck as far as fitness and recovery and longevity.
Before we hit this break, and I know we need to hit it very, very soon, you just had a guy in here, and you kind of told me when he walked in, and he came over and said that he works for a couple law firms.
Okay.
Media stuff and this, that, the other. And he said that these, what are we calling them? Defendants?
Okay.
With Walt Harris?
Yes.
Are they defendants yet? What are we calling them? The scumbags.
Well, yeah. Whatever. In the law, be defendant.
He was explaining to me, he was trying to get on the radio, but we don't have time for it,
right.
How this is opening up a massive floodgate for these guys. Social media, Walt Harris going on the Dr. Phil show, that they are going to push that he's not going to be able to get a fair trial.
Oh.
And he said that because of social media, and I'm not saying this is right, I'm just telling you what he just told me. You know, back in the day, you could move a trial.
Right.
You know, and he said he was involved in the Ted Bundy. And when it got moved from Tallahassee, I guess, to Miami, not a whole lot of people knew about the Ted Bundy thing.
Sure.
Everybody knows about this, the Walt Harris stepdaughter.
Sure.
So this person is going to possibly, depending on what they try him for, he said that they won't go after the death penalty now.
Because I don't think they'll get it?
Because with this, if they can't prove whatever, that he may even walk. So that, according to him, and I don't know if this is true or not, but according to him, they're going to have to go for life and not death just to make it so he will have to go to prison.
Wow.
Just because of loopholes and this, that, the other. But let's be honest. In our world, we all know about this.
Sure.
We may not know who the person is or the names of the people, but we know, and we've already tried them. I've already said give them 5 minutes with Walt.
Right. Sure.
You know, so interesting that he said that.
Wow.
I just had to decide, did I want him on or you on?
Yeah.
I chose wrong.
Oh, yeah. You should always pick him.
No.
A guy eating lunch at Tour de Pizza is always more credible than I am.
Yeah. Well, we know that's true anyway. All right. Let's go ahead and quick break. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza Original, or not Tour de Pizza, we're just the Tour de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
If I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the steak. Would it satisfy you? Would it slide on by? What do you think, boy? It's strange. Ain't it strange?
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Prepare yourself, college football fans. If you love having fun, if you love Pirates, and if you love your football, then the 2019 Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl is where you have to be. December 23rd, ESPN and Bad Boy Mowers will host college football teams from the American Athletic Conference and Conference USA at the incredible Raymond James Stadium right here in Tampa Bay. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, December 23rd. Kickoff at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at GasparillaBowl.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Goodbye from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and StaffZone. So a couple weeks ago, I made a friendly dinner bet with one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You did?
I had Damian Maia. He had flying knee himself, flying knee recipient himself,
retired.
Ben Askren, recently Ben Askren. Retired. So I was in the Buccaneer locker room today, and I picked the day that we're going to go. And he goes, so where do you want to go? And I thought for a minute, and another player said, you know, like, where's your favorite restaurant? Where's your, what do you think I selected?
Tour de Pizza.
No.
Golden Corral.
No.
Sizzler.
Are you going to be serious, or am I going to, you know, just have to...
Knowing you, it's got to be somewhere with an all-you-can-eat crab buffet, so I would say Mr. and Mrs. Crab.
I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah.
I assume they have all-you-can-eat crab because it's all they do.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
You know, and the first thing I thought about is I'm not that guy. You know,
to collect on a bet or...
Well, no, not to collect, but, you know, I'm not going to take advantage.
Sure.
You know, I don't think he would have taken advantage of me.
Right.
You know, I think a decent thing I'm okay with, but, you know, I would never do, you know, like Burns.
Right.
I don't even think he could get in there. You know, I tried to get in there for my wife's birthday, but couldn't.
Yeah, happy 60th, Priscilla.
So I chose, and I'm not going to give them the publicity.
Okay.
But it's the Brazilian all-you-can-eat meat stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I see my influence is rubbing off on you.
No, not at all. It's just an all-you-can-eat buffet of great meat.
Oh. Well, I thought maybe the Brazilian aspect of it.
Oh, now you're Brazilian again.
I'm always Brazilian. My heart's Brazilian. You know this.
Is your heart Brazilian?
George Gazelle and I.
Thank you.
Jorge.
Thank you. Nope, you blew it. You're done.
I called him the right name.
You're done.
I hate it.
Yep.
Oh, I got it right, finally.
Next hour, we're going to discuss, it appears, Khabib Ferguson in April.
Huge fight.
I will be there. We will discuss London in March. I will be there.
We.
What's this we? Now you're French.
We're going to fly into Paris.
A minute ago.
We'll fly into Paris, and then we'll go to London via the train.
Well, and what's funny is last time I went to London, we went to London and then flew into Paris.
Okay, because I got to go see the Eiffel Tower.
Well, Vegas is cheaper.
That's true. Is it the same thing?
It is the same thing. I don't even think we got off the bus. Like, I mean, you know me well enough, right? So we took the bus, the double-decker. You know, I had a free coupon.
Sure.
So we rode it. We pulled up to the Eiffel Tower, and I go, yeah, that looks nice. And we never got even off the bus.
So the guy who built it is like, how many of these you want? I'm like, oh, I'll make it two. Ship one to Vegas and one to Paris.
Pretty much. Then we have Jones Reyes, February 8th.
Big
I believe
fight.
That's Super Bowl Saturday.
It's a big fight.
And then the big one, the bigger one, the biggest one to end this year would be Usman Covington
huge,
in 2 weeks.
Huge fight.
Don't you think the UFC, I don't want to say they would rather, but don't you think they're leaning that they would really like as much as I hate to say this, Covington to win. Because kind of like what I said about Tim Sylvia, people hate him so much, they'll pay money to watch it.
Why is that?
I don't think there's a lot of people that dislike Usman. They either like him. It's kind of like the Matt Hughes thing. They either like him or they, yeah.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, as a fight fan, you know Usman's a champion, but the general public doesn't know him. They don't know him or weight division or anything about him. So Covington will bring more attention to the sport.
Again, because I think people dislike him.
Right. So, but he's a talking point, and he's political. And
no, it'll be interesting. It'll definitely be interesting to see how it plays out. I will be broadcasting live from UFC Media Room. A little team will be with me. We'll talk more about that next hour. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street, this is Knockout Radio.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.